Hey everybody, welcome to the Morphin Grid. I'm Jake.
And I'm Josh.
And today we're watching episode 689 of Power Rangers. Power Rangers Ricky Philip Mantzoukas, episode 21, Not So Simple.
It aired on August 22nd, 2009, written by Matthew Negrete and directed by Petey Sal.
Peter Salmon. Petey Fishbones? Petey Swim Upstream?
That's his Tony Hawk's custom skater name.
Yeah.
Petey Fishbones.
There needs to be... We need a new Tony Hawk game so bad. I feel like it would fix the world if we could just get Tony Hawk Underground 3. Just a quick 20-year break between Tony Hawk Underground 2 and Tony Hawk Underground 3. But
give me the Breath of the Wild Tony Hawk game.
I want it so bad. Because that's kind of what Tony Hawk Underground was, right? It was like they... get off the skateboard, run around.
You run out of your house instead of a cave. And you look out and then the developer... The weird mullet mustache guy from Activision is like, see that rail out there? You can grind that.
You can grind that. And you're like, that's a parking garage. And you're like, you can just grind all of it.
You can grind down the whole... It's a gap, actually, if you do that.
Skate the world. Skate the whole world, kid. And then
they should just make a huge open world Tony Hawk game called Tony Hawk All Gaps.
Everything is a gap. Everything gives you points.
Yeah, you're trying to jump over cool stuff and grind on long things.
Yeah, including but not limited to the power lines that deliver electricity to your house and a dinosaur tail. If you don't have either of those, if you can't grind on either of those, I might as well be playing skate. At that point.
Yeah, then who wants to do that?
And I don't want
to
do that. Oh, you can do a kickflip with your... I don't want to have to...
I want to push left square to do a kickflip, thank you.
Yeah, the button does the flip for me, and then I decide which one by the directional, and that's as far as I need to go. I don't need to input a series of arcane witch symbols in order to make my character do a heel flip. I'm not built to do that.
No.
Thank you very much. And if I can throw Eric Sparrow into a live volcano.
Let me smash his face with my skateboard.
Perfect game. 10 out of 10.
Final boss is an American Gladiators fight, but with skateboards. But with skateboards,
are you kidding me? That would rule. That would rule so bad.
Anyway, we couldn't even get the 3 and 4 remake, so I'm probably not getting that game.
I don't know why we didn't, because I feel like it was one and two numbers.
It was a very stupid corporate reason, and I can't remember it exactly, but it was something like the team that made the first one got laid off, probably.
Oh, probably. Hey, you made a game that was successful. You're fired now.
Good luck doing that again, losers. I hate it here.
Anyway, Mr. Hawk, if you're listening and you want to partner with the Morphin Grid to make Tony Hawk Underground 3, we're available.
Yeah.
If you're new here, what we do is we pause the recording, we go watch an episode of Power Rangers, we come back, we talk about it. You can follow along if you got YouTube or the DVDs, or if you get all 5 videotapes that say Power in the Tony Hawk Underground level, Corin City. It's in there. It was a secret. You gotta fall into... There's a level where you have to like jump into a big tiki mouse.
Yeah.
And I think if we were doing it nowadays, oh baby, would that world go so hard? You could jump into anything and now you're in a different level. This one's on a spaceship. This one's in dinosaur times. Now you're Spider-Man.
Oh, that would be even cooler. It's open world, but in a way that like all the levels are just connected through weird warps and not one cohesive world.
Yeah.
That would be cool.
That'd be pretty rad.
Oh, man.
Why doesn't God like us anymore and want us to have fun?
He's gone. He left.
He left.
He saw what was happening and he was like, not in my name. And he left.
Dipped. And now we're just here, which I think God leaving the throne of heaven sitting empty leads us into the one thing I did want to talk to you about before I did get distracted by Tony Hawk.
He took the money out of the Federal Reserve and he left.
He took the money. He dipped. And now I'm getting ads on like the unblockable ones, because the ones that you can't do anything about are the ones that just say a name. They don't have like an at. If they have like a handle next to them, you can block them still.
They also don't have any interaction stuff at the bottom.
Yeah. This one is Blue Check says it's the name of it is Life Hack Guru and it's unblockable. It's unskippable. It's unskippable cutscene. And it just says... okay, the picture
oh,
is...
Oh, is it... Is,
The picture
is this the Bleach one?
No, it's not Bleach.
Okay.
It's a picture, it's a POV shot, so we're getting artsy, of one hand holding a glass bottle of Coca-Cola. Okay. And the other hand holding a jar of Vaseline.
Oh, I can't wait to hear about this life hack.
It doesn't give you the hack because it wants you to click through to find out what the hack is. And Josh, I cannot imagine, because here are the two sentences that it has given us. Mix cola with Vaseline. Mix cola with Vaseline and just watch.
Just watch, Jake.
Just watch.
Hang on, there's another one. Let me see if I can find the account.
Mix cola with Vaseline and just watch. I bet it'll just make either bubbly Vaseline or sloppy Coke.
Okay, this is not from the life hack one. Okay. Yeah, just watch.
Just watch.
So this is from the post I saw was from Paperback Paradise.
Okay.
And it's a Twitter ad from an account called Clarifion.
Sure.
And it says, the words say, secret to reduce dust at home, why indoor quality matters. And the image... Uh-huh. Is the, you know, like the register on the floor where your air comes out. The grate taken off. This person dumping bleach in it.
Oh, that's not good.
That will kill you. You'll die in your house.
That will turn your house into a fun chemical bomb at best.
Unblockable advertisement on X.com.
Pour bleach in your house and just watch.
Just watch. While you sip your slick Coca-Cola.
Your nice, streamlined Coca-Cola. It goes down so slippery. Why?
Man.
You know what? I don't know. I know why. I know why God's abandoned us. It's stuff like this. And that's why.
He saw it coming. And he was like, give me the gold. I'm out of here.
I'm out of here. Fort Knox, taking it back. See you later. Do you want to go watch Not So Simple?
Sure.
All right.
Get in gear.
Come back here.
And we're back. And we just watched Not So Simple.
And we mixed Coke with Vaseline and just watched Not
So
Simple.
We just watched. Anyway, if my voice sounds a little raspy, it's because I'm cleaning my air ducts with straight bleach.
Just dumping it right in.
They're just dumping it in the vent on the floor in this picture. Like, and it's Photoshop, so someone's not really doing this because they know better.
Because, like, here's the thing. Best case scenario, it bleaches the inside of your air ducts and the bleach fumes come back out and you breathe that in and die.
It's supposed to clear the dust out.
The bleach doesn't kill dust.
It eats dust. It corrodes it?
I don't think it does.
It disintegrates it?
I think it would just make a very stinky paste.
The inside of your nose would burn so bad.
Forever.
With bleach pumping through your air system.
Yeah, no thank you.
And then your lungs would burn and you would die.
Yeah, bleach
from
is
the fumes.
Pretty bad to just have around open.
Yeah, you shouldn't just be breathing it. Anyway, that's from before we watched the episode. We're back. We watched it.
Hey, Josh.
Yeah.
Why did they start off the first... Because like between, I think last episode was like a gem kind of spotlight. And this episode is Gemma kind of spotlight. It's like, it was like Jem and Scott and then Gemma and Flynn, spoilers. Why did they start off Jem and Gemma being like good? Like their first episode, they were like annoying, but in a way that like made sense. And then they made them like the worst characters in quite some time on Power Rangers for like six episodes. Mm-hmm. And they're like, oh, what if we split them apart and they're just normal characters now?
Because they can write a single character, but they can't write twins.
Ah. This also makes me wonder why they made them at all.
That's a great question. And the answer to that is because the Sentai had a Gold and Silver Ranger.
You're right.
Someone had the idea of what if they're twins and they finish each other's...
Sandwiches.
Sentences.
Oh, sentences. I was going to say sandwiches. That joke is from Frozen, but Frozen actually stole that from an old episode of Attack of the Show.
I have a live update on my jury duty tomorrow.
Yeah.
Do not report. Service has been canceled for September 18th.
Nice. Jury free. So far you have 100% clear rate on your infinite jury duty.
Oh, that means I can stay in bed tomorrow.
Nice.
And I trimmed up my beard for nothing.
Anyway, heyjakeandjosh.com. That's the website. You can go there, listen to old episodes up through Dino Thunder, including some Bobos. And maybe by now, since you have tomorrow off, maybe SPD even will be up.
Well, we'll see about
so,
that.
So, look, anything can happen. There's also an archive feed that you can find on our Twitter. We're on Twitter at MorphinGrid. We're on BlueSky, or MorphinGrid.bisky.social. I keep looking at this stupid Coke and Vaseline thing, and I'm all mixed up now. I'm just watching, and nothing's happening.
Jake, I need you to look at your picture of Scooged right now and clear your head.
I need to clear the... Do I have... I know I have it in my favorites, but I feel like if I just... it's like the last thing I sent to you. Oh, it's not the last thing. That's Zelda stuff. Where's Scooged? How far back was Scooged? Did I not send... Oh, I must have texted it to you.
I think you texted it to me.
Ah, beans.
Well...
I'll find Scooge.
I guess we live in the Vaseline Coca-Cola era now. Can't be any worse than Oreos and Coca-Cola.
If it wasn't Coke Zero, I would be like, yeah, that sounds okay.
The cookie, you've had bottle caps before.
I've had the, yeah.
Yeah, the cookies just taste like the cola-flavored bottle caps, but they're not chalky because they're cookies.
Because they're, okay, yeah.
So they're fine. I wouldn't get another package of them.
Sure.
I won't try the soda though, because Coke Zero's nasty.
Coke Zero nasty. I remember all the commercials where they were like, it tastes exactly like Coca-Cola, to the point where the bit is that Coca-Cola is suing Coke Zero for tasting the same. And then you have one and you're like, this tastes like poison, actually.
Yeah.
This is what would happen if I drank the bleach that I poured into my vents.
They clear the dust out of my belly.
Coke Zero might just be Coke and Vaseline
Maybe we need to combine the advertisements.
Pour
put
Coke.
The Vaseline in the Coca-Cola and put that into your air system.
That would clean it out.
That would clean the dust out.
Or it wouldn't. Who knows? We're on Snapple Podcasts and Google Play and Podknife and Podbay and Ricky Pod Manzoukas. And all your faves, and you... I did a human name this time, and I don't know if that's too stupid or very funny. And you can leave us a rating and review in all those places. We really appreciate it. Also, we're on Patreon, patreon.com/heyjakeandjosh, for as little as a dollar a month. You can support the show, and we really appreciate it. I don't think we have any new patrons. Do you have any new reviews? We haven't checked reviews in a grip.
Oh boy. Well, now you got to let me load Apple Podcasts.
Sorry. I do. Hey, Josh, I think you might have a new text also. I think I heard your phone.
Yeah, I saw that you tried to Babadook me with the Coke and Vaseline. I'm not going to open it.
Where do I see
all reviews? Here we go.
Oh, they hid that.
I think they did. Okay, nope. There's not a see all button anymore. You just have to click where it says reviews. I don't think we do. The last one here is from October 9th of last year.
We've definitely read since then.
Yeah. No new reviews.
No new reviews. I guess everybody...
y'all are going to the real prison in Corinth City.
The real jail built into the side of a rock in Corinth City, where Ronan and the Blue Crew will steal your Jello. I hope so. If you want that, if you want to eat the bad Jello, because Ronan's getting all the good Jello.
Hope you like red Jello. Because you can't get the green. Unless it's the other way.
It was the other way around. I think it was the strawberry was the good save Jello.
Well, then I hope you don't like the red Jello.
Yeah. Because you're never going to get
green apple Jello or lime
or lime. It could be either.
Maybe it's both. They made both and they were like, you figure it out.
What if it's green apple lime Jello? Mm. What then, smart guy? Huh?
Anytime something is like flavored with lime, it just tastes like Fruit Loops to me.
That's weird. I don't know if I've ever had that experience. There is a kind of tea. There's like Earl Grey tea. The like, mm-hmm. I don't know what it's made out of, but it tastes good. There's like a, it's wife tea.
The secret in ingredient is
lime jello,
Earl Grey, the man.
They just, you know, like a Parmesan grater, just got a little bit of them in every bag. No, his wife tea, because I guess because there's Earl Grey and there's Lady Grey, so I guess the tea is married. That just tastes like Fruit Loop drink to me. Like that tastes like drinking Fruit Loops.
Is 1-800 Earl for tea anything?
I don't know. We got to be running out by now. There's no way that guy's new.
It's got to be generations of Earl Greys.
Oh yeah, every Earl Grey you sign, like you're like, hey, you get the title, but when you die, we do get to grind your body up and put it in tea bags. I think it's actually bergamot is the flavor that it's supposed to be, but I don't know what that is.
That's not a thing.
What if I Google bergamot? It's wild that I didn't figure out I had ADHD earlier.
That's the dictator mayor of Sombertown.
Sombertown?
Yeah. No, that was the Burgermeister.
Bergamot Meister.
Was it Sombertown? Is that what it was called?
I don't remember. I genuinely don't remember. I slept during that one, if you'll recall. I woke up and you and Tony had a whole bit about elves that I was fully unaware of.
Yeah, it was Jingle and Jangle.
Yeah.
Oh, you just take your first name and you add Ingle or Angle to the end of it. And yeah. That's your elf sona.
My elf sona is Jake Nog. The elf. That's my elf sona.
Mine's Jingle.
Well, because I was asleep, so I didn't get to. Yeah, I can't also
over this.
Yeah. What is. I'm still Googling bergamot.
Is it like a root?
I think it's a flower.
That makes more sense to make a tea out of a flower than a root.
You could probably do something. Bergamot? No, it's a citrus fruit. You're right. It looks like.
I said root. As
oh, you said.
Like,
oh, okay.
A potato.
It's a yam. Bergamot's a yam. Yeah, it's made from the fruit of the citrus bergamot, and it looks like tiny, wrinkly oranges. Looks like little wrinkled oranges.
So that's why it tastes like Fruit Loops then.
It's because it's
it's citrus. Fruit Loops is citrus cereal.
Pretty much. I could go for some Fruit Loops pretty bad now.
I could probably do some damage to
it. Now that we've been talking about it. Maybe next time I gotta buy cereal, I'll get Fruit Loops.
I just bought a box of the cookie butter Walmart cereal.
I gotta go through that.
Yeah.
Yeah.
Yeah, she talked me into it by saying that it's more reminiscent of a sugar cookie crunch. And I was like, yep, I'll get a box. Thank you.
I still have the Cinnamon Toast Rice, the Cinnamon Toast tiny ones, because there's a lot of them in there. There's like a million of them in there. Patreon.com? I don't know. We finished up that. Do you want to talk about the episode? Do you want to talk about Not So Simple?
Yeah.
We start off with Jem and Gemma are sitting there writing in their respective diaries, but we get the voiceover from Gemma, which I think this is the first time we've gotten a voiceover of this manner in the season.
I think so.
I know there's the thing from Dr. K at the very beginning where she's like, you got to go to Corinth or else you'll die.
There wasn't any internal monologuing in the Dr. K episode.
No, I don't think so.
Yeah, this might be the first time. And it's Gemma. So we get to hear all of Gemma's most intimate internal thoughts, and it's just like, the Rangers are cool.
Here they are. Hey, did you forget that you were watching Power Rangers RPM? Let me catch you up.
Judd's back, so we have to reintroduce the Rangers to him through the audience.
Boy, is Judd back! Boy, is Judd back now, huh? So first thing, she talks about how Dylan is nice but cranky because he's turning into and she says Venjex, not Venjex.
She exclusively says Venjex. Like someone, when they showed her the name written down, had an E instead of an I.
Yeah.
And like nobody corrects her. And when other people say it, she must just think they're all saying it wrong.
They're saying it wrong. And she's like, I'll just say it a little louder, so you know that I'm the right one, and maybe you'll fix yourself. So he's turning into a Venjex robot, and Dr. K has him on weekly antivirus uploads. He's got to get robot dialysis,
I guess.
That's a bummer. He's not happy about that.
He's in like an exam chair with a bunch of stuff stuck to him, you got like sensors and stuff.
Might have some tubes plugged in too, just to pump yeah. him full of antivirus.
He sits up and he's taking them off. And he's like, all right, what's the status? How's it doing? Am I getting better? And she's like, look, the antivirus is not curing you. It's just slowing the spread of the virus down.
It's preventative, but it's not getting, it's not a fix for it.
So she's like, is it doing good? Yeah. But you're never, like, it's not going to make you 100% human again.
Yeah, that only happens if you get all five stones. If you get the same five stones,
same five stones. And unfortunately,
you don't have it.
They are all in a basement, I think.
I know. Or they're still hidden throughout the world because the Overdrive Rangers never happened, because this is the first team since 1994. Oh, that could be.
They're destroyed in the wasteland.
Yeah, they turn into robot same five stones.
Except for the one that's in Atlantis, stored away in the Atlantean pouch.
Yeah, in the
Atlantean satchel.
The Atlantean satchel, which is inside an egg down there, I think. Yeah. So, and then Summer's like, we'll find a cure, whatever. She said, I forget what she said. This might be her only line this episode.
Did Summer say anything?
I feel like she vocalizes something, but I can't tell you what.
Because the next thing I know is Gemma being like, Summer really cares about Dylan and has such good hair.
Her hair is so flippy. I gotta know what she uses. And it's like, number one, there is like a beauty shot of Summer with the good hair. So like, I get it, Gemma. It's distracting. I understand. And then we cut to Colonel Truman's weird sky base. It's, I think, on top of a skyscraper or possibly a balloon, like a hot air balloon.
His office? On the top floor of like a repurposed bank building.
Yeah.
It's like the TD Bank headquarters, but now it's just a military base.
Yeah. And she's like, Scott is our leader and he's brave and a total go-getter. And it's him arguing with his dad about how they should divert power from 70% of the power from the shield from Sector Alpha. And then he doesn't say why, because Truman's like, no. And he's like, you can't just say no. You got to give me a reason. And they get in a little fight.
But it's like, you can't just tell me to do that. You have to give me a reason.
You need to give me a reason. And also, 70%, that's like most of it. What are you? They get in anyway. We can't get rid of 70% of the power.
They can just walk through the front door.
We need the
shields up so we can at least funnel them through one entrance.
So we know where they're coming from. And then she's like, but he's just like his dad, so they're always at each other. And then it cuts to Ziggy, who's morphed, and they're like, Ziggy's funny, but we don't always get what he's saying. And he unmorphs. He's like, and then when you unmorph, you do a pose, even if you haven't won yet. Just sometimes do a pose. And he does like a Dragon Ball, like, the pose.
Yeah, and then he like flexes his little bicep.
he's a skinny lad.
He's like, chicks dig it. And then Gemma's like, I don't know what he means.
I don't know what that is. And then she's like, Flynn is a simple mechanic. And then it cuts to Flynn being like, I'm just a simple mechanic. And she's like, did you read my diary? And he's like, yeah, but I'm not just a simple mechanic.
Yeah. He's like, yeah, I read it by accident.
It was there. I thought when she was writing in it, the first time when we see her like writing in it, I thought it was going to be like child's coloring hieroglyphics that mean these things, but it is just like butterflies
and
stuff.
We see like a page of it.
And it's like first, it's like first grade paper.
It is written in crayon.
Yeah. But Flynn's like, I'm not just a simple mechanic. And I want to remind you all, take a trip back with me. I don't remember when it was, but it was quite some time ago. When Flynn literally said the words, I'm just a simple mechanic.
Yeah.
Okay, so like that happened, and now Judd's like, no, now it's my turn, and he's not that.
But now he can say it. But if you can't call him that. Because then he's like, no, because look at what I made. I made this converter that gives Scott 100 more horses.
100 horses.
And saves gas.
Yeah. And then it like sparkles or like it's
car
on the
companies
fritz.
Hate him.
Yeah, they would assassinate him if the world was still around.
You think there's still like a Ford factory in there?
Oh, probably.
Yeah.
in Boston? I don't know. Probably not.
No.
Ford factories have all been turned into Vendrix factories.
Other than the aquarium, Fenway, and the Quincy Market, which is right outside the aquarium.
It's right next to it. So you can go see all the fish, then you can go eat some fish that didn't make it.
Yeah, or you can have pizza.
Yeah.
They got good pizza in Quincy Market.
They got a lot of good food.
There's a lot of good stuff. It's like all restaurants, because who buys things at the market anymore?
No. There's also the Museum of Science, which I am dying to go back to.
Yeah.
I have not been to the Boston Museum of Science since I think I was 9,
I think,
maybe.
There's also a fine arts museum there, I think.
There probably is. There's a lot. Boston's like a real city. They got
and
a lot of cool stuff.
The original Newbery comic store, if
the
that's
first
still
one.
Open.
Probably.
I imagine the first one is still open.
Yeah. And there's like some breweries.
And they're all connected underground by the T, and that's it. That's all that's
and
in
that's
Boston.
Pretty much all Boston is. Well, there's like outside of Boston, there's like, you know, there's Somerville. Oh, bless you, Maggie.
Mm-hmm. Cambridge.
Cambridge, Medford. Southie. Yeah. And then the Salem is like right next door. And I would also, I haven't been to, I would like to go to Salem and check that out.
I, as a kid, we went to Old Sturbridge Village for like field trips.
Yeah.
I want
to
go there.
Hey, can you just explain Old Sturbridge Village to everybody who's not from New England? Because
I don't think
they would understand.
It's like a Ren fair, but for colonial times instead of medieval times.
Yeah. I almost said, you know, like Fort Number 4, but that would be equally as nothing to anyone who didn't live in New Hampshire.
I want to go there as a grown up, not as like an obligation to like learn, but just to like check
to go
it
see.
Out.
Yeah.
Yeah.
I feel like that would be pretty good. It's also the leaves are starting to turn. I feel like I need to get over to Salem just to like check it out. They got a statue
I've
of Samantha from Bewitched.
I've lived in Massachusetts for 25 years, maybe
around
even more.
There.
24 to 26, somewhere in there. And I never have been to Salem during Halloween. And I feel like that's a crime and I should be punished by death.
You should. We're going to burn you at the stake, ironically, in Salem. It's the only place they can still do that legally.
Well.
Anyway, hey, I wish Salem was in the bubble. Maybe it is. Maybe Corn City is big enough that it covers Salem and they can do witch stuff later.
Well, yeah, because if it was just Boston, they'd just call it Boston.
Yeah, but it's like a new area.
Yeah.
Anyway, so where were we? I don't remember what we were talking about even a little bit.
We were talking about his gadgets that he made.
Right. So he made a gadget. This one is horse. This one gives Scott horses. He gets the power of horses.
It doesn't work, though, because he flips a bunch of switches and it like burns out.
It's like, and he's like, and he throws it. And there's another one. And then there's one he doesn't get to because he's like, he has like a lot of gadgets. And
the
I was like, this is new. This is a new thing from Flynn.
The other one is like a three-pronged spider-looking instant car wash. You just throw it, literally just throw it on your car. And it cleans it. He says in 3 seconds. It was closer to like 15 seconds.
It was longer than three.
Still impressive, though. And it worked. This one did not like fail or do anything bad.
Yeah. It's just, you know, all it does is wash the car. So it's not like flashy enough. And then he's like, and this is my masterpiece. And there's an alarm. So we don't get to see his masterpiece.
Yeah.
But we will later. And I have thoughts about it. Turns out there's a bad guy down in downtown. He's big already, and it's Centurion Man. I can't figure out what machine this guy is supposed to be.
He's just a knight. They call him a knight.
He's a knight. He's kind of like a knight, but a Roman centurion. But
they were playing really loose with the machine/robot thing. They're like, knights are mostly metal.
That's metal. So like, what's that one Pokemon that's a snail in armor?
Escavalier is the evolved one. What's the first form?
Escargo Power Rangers.
Because there's two, and when they evolve, when you trade them for each other, and like one like takes the shell and becomes Escavalier, and then the other one that loses the shell becomes Excelgor. It can't just be Shelmet, right? That's stupid.
I don't think so. I don't know. That sounds like a Gen 3, 4, or 5 Pokemon to me.
It's just fucking Shelmet.
So you just trade two Shelmets or one Shelmet
you
for...
You trade a Shelmet for a Carablast.
Okay.
And the Carablast takes the armor and becomes a Escavalier. And then...
This is a new Pokemon.
The Pokemon that was left that loses the armor becomes like a ninja. He's like very fast and
That's neat. Is that Gen 4?
Five.
Gen 5. I'm looking at Karrablast. I've never seen this little gentleman in my entire life. And this is just a taste of what you can hear on Pokemon World Tour or PWG Plus or whatever, like all the time, where I see, I think, at least one new Pokemon every episode. Anyway, it's that. And they go to fight him and they get in their big things and they're already doing Megazord stuff. And the first thing that happens is that he hits them with a laser. It's like a, sorry, Santa Rosa Beach, Florida. I am at my job right now. I can't. Is my iPod also rang? What the? Why do you do that? Don't do that.
Hey, your phone's ringing. So, yeah, I know. I have it with me. Thanks. Thank you.
I'm touching it. I'm sorry to the town of Santa Rosa Beach, Florida. I can't answer the call. I hope you're all okay down there. I'm very busy right now talking about Power Rangers.
So. Probably just a scam or loan stuff.
Probably.
Who cares?
Loan stuff is always Utah, so I always know if it's a Utah number, don't answer it. They don't need my time. But he hits them with his spear saber thing, and it's a negatively charged laser. And by negatively charged laser, I mean there is like 15 more words that she says, but the point is that it's the worst thing that's ever happened to them ever. It is the most dangerous weapon ever created against them specifically.
Yeah.
Because if it touches them a second time, they'll die or whatever. So the Mouth Max and the other one, not the regular Zord, but there's Gem and Gemma and Kyogre, whatever the hell.
Yeah.
That one is
Mouth Max and Whale Max.
Mouth Max and Whale Max. They both are down. And Flynn hops out and he's like, just a simple mechanic, huh? And he has like a new SIM card and he puts it in his gun. And he's like, this is basically wireless jumper cables. And he goes to shoot, but the whole time Dr. K is like, no, don't.
Dr. K's like, please don't. She doesn't even say please. She's like, you better not.
For the love of God.
Because like, that's not tested. And if it doesn't work, it's going to kill them.
They'll die. He shoots it as she's saying this. And then they shut off and she goes, cause total system failure. She's trying this whole time. She's doing some techno babble that is.
Yeah.
Too much. Here's the other thing I think I've noticed about Judd versus Eddie. I know Eddie has a lot of quirks that I don't like in his writing. He does a lot of meta stuff that I don't think is good or fun. But his techno babble was on point because here's how I think it worked. Is they wrote down what the idea was, mm-hmm. and they just made it the most techno babble complicated that it could be, right?
Sure. Kind of like what we do with wrestling moves sometimes.
Right, exactly. Like, I tried to think of one right off the top of my head, but I couldn't.
Like the...
Yes, yeah.
Like the F5 is a fireman's carry...
face buster.
180 over the overhead face buster.
Yeah, it's a fireman carry 180 flatliner.
Yeah, but then you have to break flatliner down. You gotta simplify your fractions.
Right, yeah, yeah. He did that. And it always worked. Like, the technobabble in the first half of the season always, like, at least worked. This time, what I think happened is Judd's like, just write down a bunch of words, and it literally doesn't matter what they are. And that's what we got this episode, because it kind of sucks. The technobabble pretty much sucks in this episode. I sort of passed out, I feel like.
The other thing that sucks is she's like, it's going to be a total system failure, and then the Megazords completely power off. Like there's no electronics in them. They're all the way off. They're nothing.
Yeah.
They're just big clumpy cars in the middle of the desert
metal.
Or wherever.
Yeah.
We fade to commercial. We fade back, and she turns them back on.
Uh-huh. Because she's trying to reroute. She's trying to bypass the morphing grid and just use electricity? I don't know.
I don't know.
Gas?
But she's going to get so mad at Flynn for something first of all, this was what she was trying to do anyway, I feel like. And Flynn was like, well, let me just try this while you're trying to figure that out.
Yeah.
And if this works, we'll be up and running sooner.
Yeah, and then it didn't. She's like, that's
it. Didn't,
it.
But then her thing worked within like 10 seconds. So it's not like...
Yeah.
I don't know. It's not as bad as they're going to try to make it out to be.
That's a lot of things that have been happening lately. It's not that. Hey, everybody, calm down. And I think it'll be fine. So they're rebooted. They do all the big attacks. And like Flynn's like, it should have worked. I don't know why it didn't work. And then as he's saying that, it's a close up on the Blue Ranger. And we just hear Scott and Summer, you know, his like best friends, be like, that was close. And Summer's saying, we were almost destroyed. And then it goes to commercial. And then maybe it doesn't go to commercial, but we go away. We go to the command center,
yeah,
which is Vengix's house. And Tanaya is like, of course it was a failure. The brain designed it. And then Vengix is like, no, it was good, actually, because it put time bombs that is going to open the shield for a second one later.
It did the thing we love to do in that it by it dying, it was able to plant a thing.
That'll
let us put another robot inside.
Just send the other one the first time. Send them both, maybe. Vengix, you're stupid.
Tanaya's bored and she's frustrated and she's like, just let me make one.
Yeah, she's like, let me have a crack at it. And Brain's like, no, I already made one and it pretty much is the best robot ever.
Actually, I already made one and he's not so simple.
not so simple, Tanaya 7. And then we cut away. And it's everybody's there, and Flynn is apologizing for it not working, which is like good. Like, he's not like, it didn't work. I don't know what happened, but he's like, I'm sorry. I thought it was going to work and it didn't work. I don't know why it didn't work, but like, I'm sorry. It's my fault. And she's like, Dr. K, like, reads him the riot act. She's like, if you're going to kill everybody, blah, 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 your stuff sucks so bad. And she does a lot of more techno babble. And I was like, Judd, I know you didn't write this episode, but calm down. I can feel you in the background breathing down Matthew Negrette's neck while he's writing this.
The thing she should be mad about is that he linked into her systems with something untested and used it without her permission.
Sure.
But what she is mad about
is a thing that already happened anyway.
Yeah, and like, I don't know. She starts really leaning in to him about like how he sucks at everything and like he's not allowed to do mechanic stuff anymore. And he's like, but I'm a mechanic. Like, that's what I do. She's like, well, I cut my hair by myself with left-handed scissors and I know better than that I should be a barber.
Yeah, she's like,
you shouldn't be a mechanic. You suck at it.
Yeah, he's like, that's my whole job. And she's like, I cut my own hair with lefty scissors, but I have the good sense to know that as a barber, I'd be an abject failure. It's like, do you mean that, like, just because he is a mechanic doesn't mean he should be? Because, like, he's proven that that is a thing he's good at. You're just cranky right now, Dr. K, it sounds like. And then we cut to later. He's just, like, throwing stuff away. I thought we were going to get a Flynn quits the team episode.
No, he just threw his gadgets away. He's like, I guess I'll just punch stuff.
Guess that's all I'm good for. And, like, real bummer. I am happy to be having a Flynn episode.
Yeah,
but this is not the way it should be happening.
Flynn episodes are always the realest.
They are. It's my boss is mad at me for something they did.
Yep.
So then Jem and Gemma are doing, I guess they every night they have to write in the diary or they die. So they're writing in their diary more. And Jem closes it and he says, well, time for word. He says a word here. Gun to my head, I could not tell you what he said. I thought he said time for blips, but maybe he said sleep.
Maybe sleep. Maybe time for sleep.
And she's like, go, I'll catch up.
Time for Z's.
Time for Z's. And then he runs off. She's like, I'll catch up. And he's like, okay. And then we cut back to, I think we're in the lab. I think we're in the command center. And they made a new robot. It's not in the city yet. But Brain's new robot is Hammerman.
Yeah. Can't touch this.
So, and Tanaya's like, I would have made something that's 1,000 times better than that. And Vengeance's like, it's not your job, Tanaya. Shut up. And she's like,
yeah, she's like, what is my job? And I don't even remember what he says, but it's just like,
she's like, what exactly is my job then? Because I'm not just going to sit around. And like, you'll do exactly what I say.
And right, that's it. He doesn't even really give her an answer. Yeah. He's like, you'll do what I say because I'm Vengeance. And she's like, oh, whatever. And she just, she goes and mopes in her room.
She's gonna go listen to 2009. Fall Out Boy had a new album a year ago. She's going to listen to that. The thing about this is, like, she does have a designation. She has, like, a whole thing about what her job is. She's an infiltration bot, like a humanoid infiltration bot, right? And, like, never once has it been, like, her deal to want to make the robots. But if she wants to and you want to shut that down, at least remind her that she was built to do infiltration.
She has a job.
Like, you're a separate thing, right? But she's like, oh, whatever. And then at all, Pinky this episode is also very instigator. I don't think he says anything yet, but like in a minute, he's like, he's just like a real stinker. And I think it's kind of funny. it took a while for them to do something with Pinky that wasn't just, he's a dumb robot that's also here.
Yeah.
So then we cut back to Gemma, and she's like looking over Flynn's stuff. She's like, his computer's on, and she's like looking at blueprints, and she's like looking at things. And all four boys come in from somewhere, and Ziggy's in the front, and he's like, I'm not supposed to tell you the secret to the shadow puppets, but I can if you really want. And he's like about to like spill the beans on how he does, again, genius level shadow puppets.
Yeah.
But then Dylan's like, I really don't want to know. And
yeah,
so it's like,
really,
yeah, me either.
Don't care at all.
I love that. The thing I love about, especially in episodes like this, where like they won't have a lot of other stuff to do, like Scott and Dylan are, this is pretty much their last time talking for the episode. But I love whenever they're like the back burner Rangers. They are like the same. They are so similar.
Yeah,
that it really highlights like why they don't get along. And I think it is really fun because Dylan's like, I don't want to know, and Scott's like, yeah, I don't want to know either. So they go to bed, and Flynn's like, hey, Jemmy, turn it in. And then he sees her like messing with something. And he's like, are you touching my stuff? And she's like, yeah, what is this? It's cool. And it's a cool thing. And he's like, it's a, I don't know what it is. But it doesn't have a name. It never got the naming because it doesn't work.
He gives it the like specific functional name. Like, this is what it does. I never named it because I never really got it working.
Yeah. And then she's like, what if we call it the Road Attack Zord? And he's like, okay, that sounds cool. And then she's like, can we go on a date? Can we go on a robot fixing date?
Yeah, they're literally like, hey, what if we work together, give this thing some upgrades, and we have just like a little cute lab montage set to Not Aha's Take on Me.
Set to 1,000,000% Not Aha's Take on Me. Thank you very much. It wasn't just me. It is
as soon as it started, I was like, oh, they wanted Take on Me for this so bad.
We go to the montage because he's before that. He's like, just you and me, not Gem. And she's like, no, just you and me. And he's like, you're not gonna try to finish my sentences, are you? And she's like, no. And he's like, oh, okay. So then we go to the montage, and it's literally like, and I'm like, this is
just a little different.
It's a little different, but it's not different enough that you don't 100% hear Aha's Take on Me. And then they just do the montage. It's them fixing the wheel, and there's like a bunch of different things that they're doing. Right, they're soldering. They're doing this. They're, mm-hmm. You know, and at one point he's asleep. He falls asleep, and he wakes up, and then she falls asleep, and he's like, I need the screwdriver. And he looks over, she's asleep, and he takes a little screwdriver. And then like the last thing is like them both asleep face down on the thing. But also like during certain parts, they like, she will take her jacket off, and she's just like in a white t-shirt, and I'm like, this is a way better look than just you in your Ranger suit. And then like she'll have the jacket back on, and it's like late, so they're just like, it's like all night they're just working on this thing. And then they fall asleep, and then we cut to Hammer Man. He does a big hammer attack in the morning, and an alert goes off, and they wake up because of the alert.
Hammer Man talks. He doesn't talk, but like the noise, his Pokemon cry is jackhammer noises.
That's pretty good.
Yeah,
I'm glad we're back to that, because we had a string of robots talking, and I didn't care for it. After Satellite Man, I don't need to hear.
I do, unfortunately, remember Satellite Man.
Satellite Man was like the good one. He was like the only one that I liked that could talk, because he had the cool like face that was on the
thing. His design was cool.
He was like, Dylan, I got your memories in here, and Dylan's like, I don't care, and they blew him up. But he talked and it was fine. But then there's like two other guys that talked, and I was like, no, go back to making weird sounds. Go back to doing Pokemon cries. It's way better that way.
They did. At least Judd did that for us.
Thanks. You got one, Judd. Also, I'm glad you brought up Pokemon, because I'm going to have a thing about Pokemon in a little bit. So everybody, keep it in your pocket. They wake up, right? Everyone's running out. Dr. K's like, I still don't. They're like, are the morph power cells back together? And she's like, no. I have no choice but to send you out completely unarmed.
There's a big emphasis on their little cards that they insert to get stuff in this episode. I don't like. They've had them the whole time. I don't know if they've ever had attention brought to them the way they do in this episode.
The only times they've ever really brought like an amount of attention to them, even kind of at all, is like the first time each of them use when they do the big gun. Like the first time each of them use that to make it do a different color. That's kind of it. And they also called them like Aegis cells, I think.
Something like that, yeah.
Which is like Aegis is like protection, is like a protection. It's like one of the like the runes, like the Norse runes. It's like the one that looks like a peace sign but without the circle around it. That's like, that's Aegis, and it's like means like a shield, basically. So that's a neat little touch. But they do really focus on it. And as someone who loves when you switch things out to do different things, I like that a lot.
Like cassettes in a Walkman, which is really nice.
Where is Cassette Ranger? You gotta pop it out. You put different.
We might be too far removed from the 90s to have a morpher that's just a big cassette deck. But that that would rule.
It'd be pretty good. And then you hop into your Zord and you gotta put all of your cassettes in the Zord at one time.
Yeah. And you can like overpower yourself by hitting fast forward.
Yeah. You can rewind.
But then, like, you run out of power faster.
Yeah, and then you gotta rewind to, like, power yourself back up to, like, get back to the site.
Or you flip the deck. Oh!
That's the power-up. That's the halfway through season power-up. It's side B.
Yeah, where they're defeated, and then the Red Ranger flips the tape.
Eject. It also, taped, I don't even know if anyone remembers this about cassette decks and tape decks, and like, cassette players and tape decks. The most satisfying mechanical noises of all time.
Yeah.
Nothing is more satisfying than the noise it makes when you hit the rewind button. Or you hit play, and it's like, and then it's like, the magnetic tape sound.
You can hear it has to,
sound.
Like, catch and, like, lock in.
It's so good.
Yeah.
So they got to do that with little SIM cards this time. So we go to commercial. When we come back, everyone's, like, leaving because they're going to be completely unarmed. Asterisk, they can morph, but they're not. They don't have Zords, basically. Right. And then Gemma and Flynn stay behind, and they're like, we have a thing. We made a thing last night. The Road Attack Zord.
Right, because they said at one point that, like, if this guy grows, then we're cooked.
Yeah. And they're like, we have a thing. And and it's already hooked into the system. And she's like, you hooked it into the system already? It's untested, blah, blah, blah. And, like, I get that, like...
And you guys hacked into my system, and blah, blah, blah. And she's like, we're not going to... You can't use it. Not allowed.
No, get out of here. But here's the thing. You can't test it unless you hook it into the system anyway.
Right.
And also, I feel like Dr. K's never been this territorial about the system before.
Yeah.
And also, Flynn has been a mechanic in the sense that he fixes the carburetor and puts new tires and does like that. He's never made gadgets. That's always been Dr.
Now
K's
he's Billy.
Realm. Now he's sort of Billy, and I don't like
he's
it as much.
Car Billy. Because all of his stuff is still centered around cars.
Yeah, that makes it a little better, but I still don't.
Just get like the washing thing is just a gadget. It's just a Billy gadget.
That's a Billy gadget. That it might as well be made out of a colander and an upside down colander and two whisks that are just spinning. You know.
Yeah.
Anyway, so she's like, "Get out of here!" And she's like, "Because if we use it and it doesn't work, it'll backfire and it'll kill us all." And that's a little extreme, but, like, I guess, yeah, that could be the worst case scenario is we all die from it. So we cut to the other Rangers, the other five Rangers. And it's weird seeing all the Rangers but no blue but gold. Like, it just, like, it's, like, a weird combo. And so they're fighting Hammerman, and it's not going great. And then we cut back to Vengix, and he's like, do you see that, Tenaya? Hammerman kicks ass. And then he's like, Tenaya, I'm trying to brag tonight. And she's,
I'm trying to neg you tonight about how you suck. Remember?
About how you suck, but you should, like, date me, a robot. And then Pinky's
like... There's real weird one-sided sexual tension here tonight. Can you feel it?
Can you feel it? Do you like that? And then Pinky's like, you told her not to leave, but she did anyway. Oh, you should probably kill her. And, like, he just is, like, this, like, weird instigator now. And he's like... Rrr. So we cut to Gemma and Flynn. They pull up in the blue Humvee, and they get out. and in runs Tanaya like a house. Like, she just got the hot tag.
She is so mad. Like, I don't even think she's out here trying to prove anything to Vendix.
No, she just is
she's
mad.
She's just mad. And just, she just left the house looking to kick some ass.
It's great.
Because she charges in screaming.
Yeah. She, like, she attacks them. They're, like, for 1 second, Flint, like, tries to say something. And then she just, like, throws him off. And, like, they're fighting. And, like, it's just like, yes. I like at one point he does grab Gemma and does like a pseudo human chain where he's got her like there.
Yeah, it's
plus
almost like
sign.
A swing move where she's like on his back.
Yeah, and he's like spinning, but it's just like this is pretty boss. Because then we'll come back to the Rangers in a second, but also just real quick right here. This is definitely Flimma watch.
Flimma.
Flimma. With a Y. It's not phlegm. It's with the Y. It's the Y from Flynn.
Yeah.
Because if I use the E from Gemma, it would be Flemma, and that's a little yucky.
It's kind of gross.
It's Flimma watch.
This episode is weird because it's definitely doing this.
Uh-huh.
But, like, also it's trying to, like, say it's not doing this.
Yeah, and then at the end they will be like, we gotta go away from here. Like,
yeah, at the end it's definitely like, oh, they like each other.
Yeah,
but it, like
it feels very much like we're never gonna write this again.
Yeah,
don't worry about it.
This was cute for one episode, but it's not a long term thing.
Which is a bump. Which
maybe
is
it will be. Maybe now we'll get some weird big brother boyfriend tension between Flynn and Jem.
That would be good. I'd like that. I think that would be pretty good. We cut back to the Rangers. They're getting beat up by a big hammer. Because like if you're swinging a hammer at regular people. Even if they're in Power Ranger suits, like, that's not going to feel great. So we cut back to Dr. K for a second, and Truman's on the phone because he, like, watches. He, like, Skypes in now while there's battles going on.
Yeah, because he's, like, I've seen Power Ranger fights, and they're pretty cool.
And
so.
They're pretty sick, so I want to watch this. But then he's like, Dr. K, I'll send my men in. I'll tell my men to go to their location. And Scott's like, no, don't do that. We don't need that. And then Flynn's like, Dr. K, you got to send the tire. You gotta
just watch.
Would you just trust God? He's like, God sakes, woman, would you just trust me? And then
just send the tire and just watch.
And just watch. What's the worst that could happen? If you just put Coke and in your Vaseline, just see what happens. Just watch.
Does it want me to drink the Vaseline?
It's a life
or does
hack.
It want
You're
me
gonna
to
love
apply
it.
The Coke.
This is like those life hacks that are like, don't use a scrubbing brush. Rip apart 15 toothbrushes and glue them back together. Life hack. And it's like, that's not what that means.
Yeah, or it's like, life hack, go spend an astronomical amount of money on all these materials to make something that would have cost less to just buy.
Yeah. That's not, life hack doesn't mean like, make something weird out of another thing. It means like, here's a thing that will help you. And it's been that the phrase has been perverted beyond recognition to the point where you should put Vaseline and Coke together and just watch.
Just watch. I just looked at the one you sent me like an idiot.
Got him. Babadook.
It really does just say mix cola and Vaseline. Mix cola and Vaseline. Just watch.
Those are two sentences, by the way. I feel like that without seeing it.
There's a line break between the two mix cola and Vaseline.
There is a return between them. And that's so weird. Like it's like prepping you to get ready for it.
There is a 99% chance that this is just AI generated trash.
Very probable.
It's just garbage. They just took some pictures, AI smushed them together and wrote a weird headline about it. And someone paid to have everyone see that on Twitter.
I don't. And you can't block it. So like this has got to cost more than just a regular like promoting horror gamer t-shirts. Anyway, so Flynn's like, "Would you just trust me?" And she's like, "Stand by for Road Attack Megazord Downmorph." And then there's like a second where like nothing happens, and then a huge wheel drives in, and it's exactly the wheel bad guy from Kirby.
Oh yeah, yeah.
which is my favorite Kirby bad guy, by the way. That'll be on the test, so write that down. And it runs through Hammerman, but then It bangs a Huey and runs over Jem.
Yeah, because it's heading right for the Rangers. And Summer does say here, it's heading right for us.
Yeah.
So Jem's like, I'll stop it. And like jumps in front to try to like catch a giant tire.
Yeah. And it hits him and runs him over.
Yeah. He stops it for a second, but it like burns out on him and it knocks him aside.
And it drives over them. And they're like, it's got too much power. Take evasive action. And he's like, oh, God. What happened? I don't know why it happened. And then it turns around and it runs over Jem again.
Yeah.
Like, just Jem. It's like, I'm going to kill you so I can, so my dad can have your sister as a wife.
Like, well, here's the, we're going to find out why it's doing this.
Yep. but she's like, I don't know what happened. And Jem was like, I do. It's all my fault.
Yeah, Gemma says, I made the upgrade that gave it so much power. I'm the reason why it's trying to kill Jem.
It's running over.
Because I know he'll never let us be together.
But if he has a terrible accident.
I'm sick of the way he's always taking words out of my mouth.
Those are my sentences, god dang it. So then it the other Rangers like grab it to stop it from running over Jem a third time.
Yeah, it's coming for Jem again. And all four other Rangers are now stopping it.
It's so funny how targeted it is. And then he's like, I put a, there's like a built-in kill switch, just like bop it in the side. There's a big bop it on the, in the middle. Just hit that. So Jem gets up from being run over and like elbows it really hard. And it falls over and turns into a little
and
tire.
It shrinks back into the tiny little Mighty
Simon
Max
says, yeah.
That they were working on. You open it up and it's like a car garage.
It's a garage, but there's
There's like a Frankenstein monster made out of bolts and hubcaps.
Made out of car. There's a car Frankenstein in there that Mighty Max has to kill? Polly Pocket just puts on dresses. Mighty Max has like work to do, and I don't think that's fair to either of them.
Mighty Max fights monsters because he's for boys.
He's for boys. Boys love when you fight werewolves in a cave made out of skulls. Girls like dresses.
In makeup compacts.
That's it. That's the end. That's all we really thought about as far as the Polly Pocket. I think they're siblings, and there should be a. I did an episode of Tanner's podcast, Not If I Reboot You First, where we made the Mighty Max Polly Pocket movie.
Oh yeah, shared universe.
It's like a shared universe, but it's just the one movie because they're siblings. It's Mighty Max Pocket and Polly Pocket, the Pocket twins. Right. And she's a babysitter, and he fights monsters. But here's the thing, Josh. He's actually a really good babysitter, and she's way better at fighting monsters. So when they trade, it's like, oh, whoa. Look, nice. And it's a pretty good episode. Go check it out. I also did one on Madam Web, a movie I can't stop thinking about and almost watched it for a fourth time last night. But then I came to my senses and just finished editing an episode of The Morphin Grid instead. So it shuts off. It turns into the Mighty Max toy. I blinked at some point and Tenaya left. I don't think they beat her. I think she just went home.
She was, okay. Flynn was knocked down because the wheel was going crazy. And he was like, oh man, I don't know what happened. I don't know why it's running crazy. And he's down on the ground. And I swear, Gemma just pushes Tenaya out of the episode and runs over to Flynn.
Basically, because I was like, they were fighting, and then he's like, you got to hit it in the side, then we come back to them, and she's like...
And she's gone, yeah.
She worked it out. She's worked the anger out. She's going home. So then they hop in the car, and he's like, what did you mean by you, it's your fault? And she's like, my upgrade gave it too much power. I'm sorry. And he's like, don't be. That's exact power. It's exactly what we need right now. He's like, Dr. Cade, listen to me, and they drive off. And then we cut back to the other Rangers and we get this obstacle course download for the for Hammer Man, and he grows and he's just gigantic and he's about to swing his big hammer hand onto the regular Power Rangers and fully turn them into paste. And then he gets blasted and in comes the big blue truck. I think he's a lion. Is this guy a lion? Summers is a bear.
I think so. I think he's a lion.
It's his lion dump truck comes in, and he's like, anyone call for Zords? And then Gemma also flies in Lugia and shoots a little bit. And they're like, how'd you do that? And they're like, we just moved the power from the guy over to the thing.
It's what Scott wanted to do with the shield, but we used it from Wheelboy.
I thought the S.H.I.E.L.D. thing was going to come back up as like that's how they were going to get the juice back in, but no, it's Wheelboy. It's, yeah. You remember Tire Boy from Zio? Well, yeah. He's back in toy in RPM form.
It's kind of just the same guy.
It is almost literally the same guy. I think he even pops open in a very similar way. There, so they go. Dr. K's like, "You're clear to do Megazord stuff." So they do Megazord stuff, and they're like, "Redeploy Tire Boy." And so they have the little tire, and they're like, and Jem has it, and he's like, "It needs a power. So what do we do?" And he's like, "I never leave home. A good mechanic never leaves home without his tools," which is true. My dad has a heavy toolbox in his car, just in case. He has the little SIM card from earlier, and he puts it in, and he closes it, and he hands it back to Jem, like, "Hey, sorry it ran you over three times."
Yeah. In the moment, I was like, I don't know why Jem gets to deploy it, but it is because I guess it tried to kill him three times.
It did try to kill his whole body. So he slaps it down, he throws it out, and I think Truman's like, "What are they doing?" And Dr. K's like, "Wait for it." And then, Tire Boy. Tire Boy.
He's a wheel now. He's a boy now. He's a wheel now. He's a boy now.
And he starts fighting Hammerman, and he just beats the tar out of Hammerman. Because as we all know, in car Pokemon, your three starters are Tire type, Hammer type, and Nail type. And Tire beats Hammer, but Hammer beats Nail, and Nail beats Tire.
Right.
And everyone knows that. And that's just literally how car Pokemon works. Here's the thing about this joke. As I was thinking about it earlier, I was like, car Pokemon would be pretty good. Because you could have all sorts of types. You could have electric type. It's just an electric car, though.
It's
you
the
have,
same. It's like a battery.
You got battery. You got windshield type.
You got your muffler type.
That's like really loud or it's really quiet, depending on if it's a good one or not. You have drill type, which is different. It can do things that hammer type and nail type can't do. So Gen 10, they're cars now.
And you get to like, I don't know why screw and drill type are different. They're basically the same.
They're basically exactly the same, but they're a little different. One's weak to antifreeze type for some reason. Rust type, there's like the psychic type, and that like it beats up everything for the first generation. I don't know where we were. Tire Boy's just beating the piss out of
he runs him over, gets behind him, does like a sonic spin in midair, and then Steve Blackman karate kicks the monster to death.
The animation they do on this is pretty sick because he hits him, bounces off, turns into a tire and spins like a sonic spin, and then turns back around in like full karate kick mode.
Yeah.
And then they just kill him. And he dies. And then Colonel Truman says something about like, "Oh, that was a close one," or something. And then, or maybe he doesn't even say anything. And
I don't think he says anything. Dr. K is just like, "And you thought me and my Rangers were incompetent.
Still doubt me and my Rangers?" And it's like, you doubted your Rangers, Dr. K.
You almost like, if you could have, you would have fired Flynn.
But his DNA is locked to the thing, so. And then he's like, "Oh, I guess so." And she's like, "Ha ha ha, that's my Rangers," even though she was very mad earlier. Then we cut to the command center again, and Tenaya's in trouble. She's going to get grounded for leaving her room.
Yeah.
He's like, "Why did you do that?" And she's like, "Must be the human in me." And he's like, "You are 100% machine."
He's like, "No part of you is a human. You are all a machine.
Now act like it or I'll send you the scrap heap." And then Pinky's like, "Send her the scrap heap now. I want to see it. Rip her to pieces. You blew me up once. It's her turn." And then we just leave from there. And we cut to Gemma recapping again, and she's like, "And those are the Power Rangers, and the blue one's not a simple mechanic, he's a good mechanic, and also, I don't know exactly what she says, but it's very much
I kept waiting for her to be like, "And he's also so handsome."
He's so handsome. She says, like, he's my favorite one, I think.
Is yeah, it, so, it's something yeah. like that. And then Jem's like, I'm going to bed. Are you coming? And she's like, yeah. And then yeah. they're heading off to bed. And they're at the top of the stairs. And Flynn pokes his head and is like, hey, Gemma.
Hey, Gemma.
Do you want to have more mechanic dates this weekend?
Do you want to, this weekend, just, like, work on stuff?
She's excited. And she's like, hell yeah, I do.
And then Jem pops his jealous head out. And she's like, oh, actually, I can't. I'm working on stuff.
It's vague. She's just like, I'm doing stuff with Jem. And then Jem's like, yeah, a lot of stuff.
She's so busy this weekend. Stay away from my sister. RPM.
That's a cute little story for these two. That's probably not going to be anything.
Gosh, I hope it comes back. That would be really nice.
It would be nice.
But that's the end of the episode. Josh, I started. Mm-hmm. What's the best?
I think the best is Tenaya charging at the Hummer, just ready to kill whoever was inside. Like, she had no idea who. Like, you can safely assume it's Flynn, but, like.
Yeah.
She's just like, I'm out here for a fight.
I'm here to kill.
And she was so mad. And it was so good. Her scream was so visceral. It was really good.
That's also my bad. I even wrote that down. I bolded it. Now, from now on, especially in these episodes where, like, I can't tell if, like, I'm a little angry. Like, I'm more judgmental about the episodes since they're not as good, or if they are getting worse. Like, this one was fine. But the last couple have been, like, kind of stinker. Since Dr. Yeah. K, they've been pretty much mostly medium to stinkers.
They've been, like, bottom half. Yeah.
Yeah. So I'm just wondering if the downturn was so big that my heart is overcorrecting about it or not. So I've just been writing down, like, bolding, this is the best. And it is this fight when she runs in going ham on them.
Yeah.
Because I feel like she's mad at Vengix that she didn't get to do a robot. And he's like, shut up and go to your room or whatever. And then so she leaves. And I feel like she's just walking around mad, and then sees the Power Rangers and is like, I'm gonna kill you.
Because I want to, and not because my dad told me to.
Yeah, because my dad, who has the hots for me, said to.
Yeah.
It's yucky, but that's kind of the deal, right?
It's a little bit what it is. Yeah.
Cause, like, if you're an evil robot and you make robots, you gotta program it to like you from the start. Or else it's just going to feel weird to the people watching the show. That's all we're saying. Archerina was never like, I don't know, maybe I don't like that. They were literally built for each other. Like, they, all right, so.
Same with Mondo and Machina.
Yeah. And then they had to, and like all monsters that love each other, they must pay for that with death.
There's a difference between, and I know this isn't like what Bride of Frankenstein is, right? But there's a difference between building yourself someone to love you,
yeah,
and raising someone and hoping they fall in love with you. You know what I mean?
Yeah.
That's very different.
It is. and Bride of Frankenstein isn't quite that, because it's, I mean, like, I haven't watched it in a while. I'm gonna watch it next month, so get ready, because next month I got the Universal Horror Monsters collection of all the original, I think it's 8. And I'm very excited to watch them all, because I haven't watched them since, like, college. But Bride is my favorite one, because I think it's the best one. But also, Elsa Lanchester is really good in it. She has an amazing scream. And at one point, Frankenstein says, "We belong dead," which is maybe the hardest line in all of fiction. But it is like, Frankenstein's like, I made you, my son, a bride. And then I think he's also at the same time like, ooh, but I like her, because Elsa Lanchester has no bad angles.
But it's like, I made you a bride, not I made you a sister.
Yeah.
And then
he's like, and I'm going to hit on her now. Like, it's weird. Anyway, what's the worst?
The worst is, the worst is Flynn completely killing all power, bricking the Megazords, and then 10 seconds later it's fine.
Yeah.
Like, we go to commercial and come back and everything's undone, but then Dr. K just, like, really harps on it.
Yeah, because, and I understand the, like, top down of, like, we could have died.
Yeah, and it's not even like a, we barely made it out of there. It's just like, everything was fine, but like, I'm still so mad at you for doing that.
Yeah, I feel like it would have been better if she was just still mad rather than like had all these reasons about the more the power grid and all that stuff. Yeah. She was just like still mad. That, like, that seems human, you know. I think the worst is very specifically, this is so granular. It's Flynn saying, "I'm not just a simple mechanic," even though he has literally said the words "I'm just a simple mechanic" before.
Yeah, as well, it's context sensitive. It depends on what he wants you to think of him at the time.
I think it's context sensitive in that one half but was written by a different guy. It was like headed by a different guy.
But in the context, I think, if I'm remembering it right, of when he said, "I'm just a simple mechanic," it was like, "I can't understand that stuff." But then he just had to think about it, and he did understand that stuff.
Yeah, I don't know if it was in his episode or if it was around there, but it was definitely in the sense of like, "I'm just a simple mechanic," but brackets, "No, I'm not. I'm very smart. This, I'm being facetious."
Yeah.
But this time he's like mad about it, and he like, I feel like it felt like weirdly out of character, and it just felt like it, like what we talked about last time, where it's like, now we're starting the season again.
Yeah.
But different, and I'm not loving that. Who's the MVP?
Oh, I think there's two choices here.
I think so too.
And I don't know which way you're leaning, but I think it's Gemma.
Okay. I kind of agree. I think I might give it to Flynn, but I do think those are the two options.
Yeah.
But I think if we each give them an MVP,
yeah, we cover our bases. Split the difference. Yeah,
we split the uprights there, because they both, like, this is a pretty cute episode.
It's a cute episode. It's a Flynn episode, but it also is a Gemma episode, and it's nice to have. I can't believe I'm saying this. It's nice to have a Gemma episode.
Yeah, well, we got Gem last time.
Gem. And honest, now that we've seen them singled out, I think Gemma might be the better of the two characters.
I think so.
When she's on her own, I did not mind her 1 second in this episode. I thought she did great.
I think I might have MVP'd Gem last episode, because like, when they're separated, they can be characters and not a gag.
Yeah.
Like, they're fine, and it just makes me go, why did you make them bad to start with?
I think you just nailed it. I think that's the difference. They're great when they're characters, but when they're just a joke, it's not good. It's not a good joke.
It's not good. So we're split the uprights there. Now we have to rank it, and I think this is the first one in a while that might hit the midway point. Let me find the list.
Okay, so right in the middle is In or Out.
Yeah, I think I think Belly of the Beast is the most recent episode that's this high, which is at number 7. And that's when they went to the factory and there was like
they all shrunk down and they went into
Vanish's tummy
get the watermelon seed out.
They got to get the watermelon seeds out before it blowed Chucky up. Yeah. Was it Chucky that ate the watermelon?
I think it was.
It had to be Chucky who ate the watermelon.
It's always Chucky.
Who else would eat the watermelon and see what Chucky? And then Angelica was like, "That's going to grow in there and explode you." And there was also a very similar plot on Kablam during the Life with Loopy one, where she didn't wash behind her ears and it grew infinity potatoes to the point where like it took over the world. And I think about that a lot. Man, every time I wash my ears, I think about Life with Loopy.
I know, in light of a lot of recent developments, it's a much more complex thing.
I can't wait to hear what you're going to say.
That's just what I'm about to say.
Okay.
But I just don't feel like kids have anything anymore.
No, I think you might be...
Because, like, for better or worse... And it's coming to find out there was a lot more worse than we thought. But like in the 90s, and I don't want to be the in the 90s guy, but like in the 90s, kids ruled the world. Like
there was so much stuff for kids. Even if it wasn't. And like I was thinking about the same thing recently, and that like I don't know, because I was a kid. I don't know what the rest of pop culture was like back then.
Yeah,
because I was very on board with Nickelodeon and Cartoon Network after 97 or 98, whenever we got Primestar, and like Disney, there's a whole bunch of this stuff. Like Saturday morning cartoons were huge, and like there's no Saturday morning cartoons anymore. Nickelodeon plays SpongeBob all day until it's time for The Loud House, might be the only new show they have on there.
It's like, It's not Harvey Danger, because that's a band.
That's a flagpole setup.
But it's something. It's something like that, where it's
Henry Danger.
Henry Danger, and it's just like a stupid superhero show.
Yeah, but there's 900 episodes of it, and Teen Nick literally only plays that. When I say literally, I'm not joking.
It's the ridiculousness of Nickelodeon.
I thought you were joking about that too, but then when I was over at my parents' house watching Augie before my aunt had a stroke and I stopped, being over there all day, it's just ridiculousness on that channel. And then on Teen Nick, there was one day where it was like 24 hours of iCarly, and then went right back to Henry Danger. It's like, y'all,
it's crazy.
I know you have more shows than this. It can't possibly do in these kind of numbers that that's all you play.
And this is why kids just play video games and stay inside all the time.
This is why they play Roblox. Because
you all aren't giving them anything.
Yeah. I don't know. It's wild. This is all to say that Chuck E. did eat the watermelon seed. They had to go. So anyway, I think Billy DeVries is better than this. But the one the right below that is Ghosts. And that's the one where Jem and Gemma came back. Do you have the thing still pulled up? Can you read the description of Ghosts? I think that's the one where Jem and Gemma came back.
Oh, no, I have Shelmet, the Google results now.
You know you can make new tabs, right?
Who's got time? There's no time for that.
I'm kind of a slut for tabs, so I get it if no one else is that way.
Ghosts. The Rangers arrive at Omega City only to discover it was all a trap set by Vengix.
Okay, that episode was pretty good.
Yeah, and at the end of them, that's when Jem and Gemma come back with them and reveal that they're Dr. K's friends from Alphabet Soup.
Right.
In or Out is... Scott decides to join Jem and Gemma in a more offensive approach.
That's when they go to the there's like the underground cave that leads in through the river.
Oh, yeah.
They blow that up.
This is better than that episode.
This is better than that for sure.
So we're looking top half, baby.
Finally, we did it. Fade to Black, that's like episode 2, right? Or is that 2 or 3? That's really early on.
It's really early, yeah.
That's where Dylan is like recruited?
I think so.
I think, and he beats up everybody in the prison?
Is that when he's in jail and Summer comes to be a Power Ranger with us?
Yeah.
I think Summer and Scott both try to convince him.
Yeah, and they like good cop, bad cop him.
Yeah.
I think that might be better than this, but I think this is better than In or Out.
I think so for sure. I think that feels about right. Fade to Black was episode 2.
That's episode 2. Okay, so that is the one where they're mostly in the prison. And it ends with them being like, so are you in or out? And he goes, that depends. I got one question. And he pulls out and he's like, can I pick my color? But he's like wrapped up in chains. There's like six guys with guns pointing at him because he beat up everyone in the prison. It's pretty good. Coming in at number 10, Not So Simple.
We are not so simple, you and me.
You and I. next episode is called The Dome Dolls, I believe. And we're having a guest on that one.
That has to be the lady gang, right? The Dome Dolls?
I have to imagine either it's
is that right? Is that really what it's called? Hang on.
It's called like the Dome Doll, I think.
The Dome Dolls, yep.
Yeah.
I'm not gonna read the description. I'd be surprised that one.
I'm not gonna. Here's what I'll say. This is when we were trying to figure out, me and the guests were trying to figure out what episode they were gonna be on. They did say that this was the sexism episode.
Oh boy!
So I'm excited to see it. Let's see how Power Rangers drops this one. That'll be a really fun time. We will see you next time for that. But until then,
may the power protect you.
Today we are joined by Maggie, who is the sleepinest ass cat there is currently.
And Daisy here too. She's been restless for the last hour or so because she was just pacing around the house while I was watching the episode.